As we neared the end of the spring bird migration season this May, two radio-tagged Swainson's thrush flew across the Shuswap en route to their breeding grounds. Both had been captured last year near Whistler, BC since September 2024. These little birds, weighing half as much as a chicken egg, had each logged more than 12,000 flight kilometers on their seasonal migrations, stretching from British Columbia to Central America and back. Birds Canada, under the project banner MOTUS, coordinates a network of more than 2,200 receiver stations across the globe designed to record movement data such as this for a variety of small flying animals. The tags are so tiny they can be carried by birds, bats, and even insects. MOTUS stations receive and decipher any MOTUS tagged animal that comes within its antenna range, since all tags transmit on the same channel frequency. However, each tag has been uniquely digitally encoded to reveal the exact identity of the animal carrying it. These detections are then logged in an open data sharing system, displayed on the MOTUS website, motus.org, and made available to both researchers and the public around the world. Swainson's thrush number 53025 was radio tagged on September 19, 2024, by members of the BC Interior Thrushes Thrush Project, flew southeast towards Cranbrook, then east across the prairies to the Delta Marshes in Manitoba. From there, it flew south over Illinois, Indiana, and Georgia before appearing near the Caribbean Sea in Costa Rica in mid-November. In early May 2025, this thrush flew by Brownsville, Texas, then up to Yellowstone, Montana by May 24. 4 days later, it had traveled at least 974 kilometers farther as it flew up and over the Salmon Arm MOTUS station. Our second Swainson's thrush, 58,764, traced a migration route from Whistler to Yellowstone, on to Illinois, and then 3,173 kilometers farther south to Costa Rica by November 20. After possibly wintering in South America, it reappeared in Colombia and Costa Rica in April this spring. The thrush then headed north to North Dakota before flying over the Shuswap on May 27. Several nature clubs in British Columbia, including the Shuswap Naturalist Club, host MOTUS stations as a contribution to global science and public education. This is opening up a whole new era in our understanding of how many animals need a complex set of landscapes, and underscores the importance of conservation at local, regional, and international scales. For more information on the Salmon Arm MOTUS station, you can go to the club website, https://www.shuswapnaturalist.ca/projects.